Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article that clears up one of the most common points of confusion in NSW strata schemes. It's called Strata Manager versus Strata Committee. Who's responsible for what in NSW?
And if you've ever owned a lot in a strata building or sat on a committee, you've had that moment. Something goes wrong and everyone's pointing at someone else.
The article opens with exactly that. Ask three people in an NSW strata scheme who is responsible for a problem, and you'll often get three different answers. Is it the strata manager, the committee, the owners themselves?
And the confusion makes sense, because day-to-day, the roles do overlap, but legally, they're kept separate.
So let's start at the top. Every strata scheme has an owner's corporation. That's all the lot owners together. They own the common property, hold the funds, and carry the legal responsibilities for running the scheme.
Everything else flows from that.
Exactly. Because the owner's corporation can't meet about every small decision, they elect a committee at the annual general meeting. The committee acts on their behalf between those meetings.
So the committee is the day-to-day decision-making body, elected volunteers who are also owners themselves.
Right. They direct maintenance, oversee the budget, set priorities. The legal duties sit with them, and they stay accountable to the rest of the owners even after they've engaged a managing agent.
So what does the managing agent actually do?
The practical running of the scheme, issuing levy notices, paying approved invoices, keeping the accounts and records, organizing meetings, writing up the minutes, helping with insurance renewals, coordinating repairs to common property.
That is a long list. I can see why a committee might think the agent is across everything.
And that's exactly where it falls apart. The article puts it really cleanly. The strata manager administers, the committee decides, the owner's corporation is responsible.
Can you give me a concrete example of how that plays out?
Sure. A quote comes in for a roof repair. The agent gathers the quotes and puts them in front of the committee. The committee decides which one to accept within its spending authority. Then the agent arranges the work and pays the invoice.
The decision is the committee's. The administration is the agent's.
And if the cost is large or unusual, it might need to go to all the owners at a general meeting, not just the committee.
I think the part that surprises people is that engaging a managing agent doesn't shift the responsibility.
It doesn't. And the article is direct about that. The single biggest mistake is a committee assuming the agent is responsible for everything because they're paid. The duties stay with the owners and their elected committee. The agent helps carry the load, not the responsibility.
What about delegation? Because owners' corporations can give the agent authority to act on certain things, right?
They can. That's the point of engaging one. But delegation has limits under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015. You can't hand over the entire responsibility. Some matters must still be decided by the committee or by all the owners.
And where is that line written down?
The management agreement. The article says that document is worth reading carefully because it defines exactly what the agent is authorized to do on the scheme's behalf and what stays with the committee.
So if you're on a committee and you haven't read it,
then you don't actually know what you've delegated, which means you can't oversee it properly. The article puts it plainly. If a committee doesn't know what it has delegated, it cannot oversee it properly.
That's a pretty uncomfortable position to be in, especially as a volunteer with a day job on top of it.
Which is why the article makes the point that when the line is clear, a scheme runs well. The agent takes the administrative load off the volunteers, and the committee keeps control of the decisions that affect their homes and their money.
And when the line is blurred?
Accountability gets lost and small jobs stall. It's not a theoretical problem. It's what happens in schemes all the time.
So for someone sitting on a committee right now, what's the one thing they should do?
Read your management agreement. Know exactly what you've delegated and what stays with you. Don't assume the agent handles it because they're paid. They handle the admin. You still make the calls.
And if you want to get across the legal side of it properly?
Archer Institute has a Strata Member CPD course that covers the roles, the dillies under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015, and how delegation works in practice. It's online, self-paced, and it's written for the volunteers who run NSW schemes.
So it actually fits around a real life, not just for full-time property professionals.
Exactly the audience. You can find the full article on the Archer Institute blog. And if you want to know more about their training, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized courses, online, self-paced, with real Australian-based support. Give them a call on 1-800-069-273.
Worth a look, whether you're on a committee now or heading into strata work for the first time.
Thanks for listening.